A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz and for Chaya Bat Shani VeDaniel, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is how Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry, and all the other phony leaders of Israel have handed over Tel Aviv and the other major cities of Israel to illegal aliens who are invading the state of Israel and overwhelming the state of Israel. We're going to discuss how they've handed over these cities to illegal aliens and are destroying the Jewish state, God forbid, with their crazy policies. And the second thing we're going to discuss is Donald Trump's idiotic policy toward North Korea that is really endangering all of us and what should be done in terms of the North Korean threat. But first, let's discuss Netanyahu. All of a sudden, because there seems to be the atmosphere where elections are close again, there's talk of elections in another 6 months in Israel, another year in Israel. We don't know exactly when. As soon as the government falls, there'll be elections. And because elections seem to be near, all of a sudden Netanyahu and Aryeh Deri from the Shas party, who's the interior minister of Israel, and Naftali Bennett from the so-called Jewish Home Party, all of them have suddenly discovered the problem of illegal aliens that are invading Israel. Over 70% of South Tel Aviv's population are illegal aliens just from Sudan and Africa. Just from Sudan and Africa. Over 70% of the population now. I mean, this is just unbelievable. It's a city of illegal aliens now. This is what Netanyahu and the other leaders of Israel have created. He's supposed to be the right winger. All lies. All lies. His policies are even worse than that of the left. The phony right often is even worse than the open left. And Netanyahu is proof of that. Donald Trump is also proof of that in the United States. Netanyahu is proof of that in Israel. That the phony right can be worse than the open left. He has this policy where he has allowed hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens to come flooding into the tiny Jewish state, in addition to the millions of hostile Arab Muslims that already live in Israel. So we have a demographic threat, and we have a crime threat and a security threat. The whole country is in danger because of Netanyahu's policies. And after allowing this to go on throughout the time that he's been prime minister, we now have a ruling from the evil Supreme Court of Israel. 95% of the judges in Israel are from the extreme left. And we now have a ruling from the evil Supreme Court in Israel that you're not allowed to expel illegal aliens unless they consent to being expelled. I mean, how many illegal aliens from Sudan or Ethiopia or other African countries are going to consent to going back to those hellholes when they could live in the modern, crazy socialist state of Israel, which gives them all of these benefits? How many of them are going to consent to that? But the ruling of the Supreme Court is you can't expel them unless they consent to being expelled. It's unbelievable. And the idiotic people in places like South Tel Aviv, and they are idiotic, are now demonstrating against the Supreme Court, saying, why is the Supreme Court doing this to us? They're destroying the country. The Supreme Court is from the extreme left. This is expected. It's not the Supreme Court and the extreme left that are the problem. It's Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry, the Likud, the Jewish Home Party. Israel is our home party of Lieberman. And Shas from Aryeh Deri, it's those parties on the phony right. They're the problem. because they allow the Supreme Court to be a Supreme Court where 95% of the judges are on the far left. By the way, why are 95% of the judges on the far left when the majority of Israelis are right wing? The majority of Israelis vote right wing in election after election. So how is it that 95% of the judges in Israel are on the extreme left? How is that possible? Because in Israel, they have a very interesting system for selecting Supreme Court judges. When a Supreme Court judge retires, the Supreme Court the extreme left Supreme Court judges get together and they pick the successor. They pick their own successors. So, of course, the left-wing Supreme Court judges are going to pick other left-wing Supreme Court judges to succeed them. And this has been going on now for decades. So the real rulers in Israel are always the far left. The far left always control what happens in Israel. Always. And Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Deri, all these phony leaders have refused to change that system, have refused to replace all the judges on the Supreme Court. They should replace the entire Supreme Court. The Knesset, the Israeli parliament, has the power through simple majority vote to just say the entire Supreme Court, we're replacing all the judges, we're replacing how you select the judges. This is it. We have a new Supreme Court and a new system, and this is what we're voting in. That is what should be happening in Israel. But instead of doing that, these cowardly, disgusting, fraudulent puppets of the Israeli news media and of the Israeli billionaires who are funding them, because that's what Netanyahu and Bennett and Lieberman and Deri, that's what they really are. They're puppets of the Israeli billionaires who own the Israeli media and who really control what goes on in Israel. Instead of going against these billionaires and replacing the Supreme Court to save the state of Israel, they continue to allow this system to go on. And so what they do is they say, well, we're against it. We want to change the problem. But the Supreme Court doesn't let us. The Supreme Court doesn't let you. It's your Supreme Court. You created this nightmare. You deliberately created it. You're deliberately continuing it. That's the situation we have in Israel. And that's why we support Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party. Moshe Feiglin from the Zehut Party is honest and truthful, and he will replace the evil Supreme Court judges. And he will replace the extreme leftists who control every sector of Israeli society, even though they're a minority, a distinct minority. The majority of Israelis are right-wing. The majority of Israelis are proud Jews and are right-wing and want religious nationalism and want a truly Jewish state. But you can't have that if you're going to have phony, lying, demagogic, fraudulent leaders who make declarations and claim to be for certain things, but in reality, are total puppets of the system. Either you change the system and get the establishment out of there, or there's no hope for Israel. Moshe Feiglin and Zehut, I don't know if Moshe Feiglin and Zehut are going to win in the next election, if they're going to get representation in the Knesset. I don't know. They have to get 4 seats in order to get past the threshold. That's 3.25% of the vote. There are 120 seats altogether. You've got to get a minimum of 4 seats, which is 3.25%. That's difficult for a new party that's underfunded and has all the institutions of Israel and the media in Israel hostile to them. It's difficult to pass a threshold like that. So I don't know if Feiglin's going to win, but we're going to try to help him. And in the meantime, with our videos and with our constant message, we are beaming a message of truth to the people of Israel to wake them up. If you agree that's important, if you agree it's essential that someone tell the truth, that someone expose these facts, these simple, basic facts to the people of Israel so that they'll wake up and finally adopt sane policies. If you agree that it's essential that someone bring the truth to as many Jews in Israel as possible, then we're the group to support, because as far as American groups are concerned, we're the only ones that are doing that. The only ones that are doing that from the United States. The only ones. That's Israel. And we're trying to change things, and God willing, I hope we can change things. We'll see. But I think you'll agree that it's essential, it's absolutely vital that the truth be told. Because if you don't even tell the truth to the people of Israel, and they all continue to go blindly off the cliff, God forbid, then obviously Israel is in grave danger. The second thing we want to speak about is Donald Trump and his idiotic North Korea policy. Now, of course, Donald Trump didn't create the situation in North Korea. It was something that his predecessors created. That's true. He inherited a real mess. There's no question about it. Even if Ted Cruz had been president, Ted Cruz would be a great president. But even if Ted Cruz had been president, it would be a mess. The whole situation in North Korea is a mess. But the answer to North Korea is what Donald Trump, the candidate, said. Donald Trump, the candidate, pinpointed the answer. He said the problem is China. Now, he should have added Russia, because China and Russia are backing North Korea. China and Russia are enabling North Korea and its dictators to survive. Otherwise, their regime would fall apart if not for assistance from China and Russia. But Trump said China is the problem, and that he was going to really stick it to China and force China to stop supporting North Korea. That's what he said as a candidate. We warned you at the time this was baloney, because he and his family have trade interests and economic ties and financial ties to China, and certainly to Russia. Russia controls it. And he and the Kushner part of his family and even the Trump organization have financial ties to China. And you can be sure of one thing. If there is a contradiction between the essential national security interests of the United States of America and the American people on the one hand, and the financial interests of Donald Trump and his family on the other hand, Trump always chooses his family interests and his own financial interests over those of the United States, which, by the way, is the textbook definition of a traitor. Someone who, for personal gain and for personal profit, is willing to sell his country out and endanger his country is a traitor. And that's what Donald Trump and his family are. They're traitors. Trump is not going to touch Russia, which is helping North Korea, which gives assistance to North Korea. Trump's not going to touch Russia. Trump, as we mentioned on last week's program, Trump is handing over Syria and Iraq and Lebanon to Russia and to Russia's ally, Iran. Trump is doing this for Russia because Trump, in the end, does whatever Russia and Vladimir Putin demand of him, because Russia has given him money to bail him out when he went bankrupt. They gave him money. That's why he doesn't want anybody to see his tax returns, which is something every candidate for president, every president has done now for over 40 years. He was the first one who refused to do it and amazingly got away with it because his supporters are so damn stupid they don't understand that he's hiding something very dangerous in those tax returns, and that means everything he said about his past is a lie, and that's why he doesn't want us to see his tax returns. But anyway, Trump is controlled by Russia. And so he's not going to do what has to be done to Russia to stop Russia from supporting North Korea. And there's tremendous pressure the United States could apply on Russia. Russia's economy would collapse if the United States truly took a tough stand economically against the Russians. Their economy would be on the verge of collapse. They already have an economy that's in a lot of trouble. Their country, they're not a Western country. They live in the Stone Age in Russia. Okay, their economy is a joke. They still have old Soviet-era economic problems and bureaucratic problems. If the United States really put the pressure on them, they would be near collapse. And they are very vulnerable, and they would eventually give in and stop supporting North Korea. And China is completely dependent upon trade with the United States, completely dependent. China's economy would completely collapse if the United States really decided to get tough with China in terms of its... And the United States should do that because China's a cheat. As Trump, the candidate, said, China cheats in trade and China's ripping the American people off. Trump said that China had raped the American economy when he was a candidate. It was true. It's true. China has raped the American economy. But he has not carried out even one of his promises of how he was going to get tough with the Chinese. He ran against China and attacked China vigorously, continuously, consistently. And as president, his policies are as pro-China as that of any of his predecessors. All lies. Everything he said is a lie. Everything he said is all a bluff and a lie. He has continued Obama's policies on China, continued Obama's policies on Russia, except on Russia he's even more pro-Russia than Obama was. And for people who say, well, would Hillary Clinton have been better? Would Hillary Clinton have been better? I got news for you. On Russia, Trump is worse than Hillary Clinton would have been. Worse on the issue of Russia. On the issue of China, they're about the same. They're both about the same. And on North Korea, let's put it this way. Until you deal with the Chinese and Russian support for North Korea, you're not going to stop this problem. You're not going to solve this problem. Unless you want to go to war with a nuclear power. North Korea has nuclear bombs. Unless you want to go to war with them, you're not going to solve this problem. And North Korea is spreading its nuclear cancer all over the world. They're selling their nuclear weapons and nuclear technology to other countries like Iran. I mean, this is a very, very dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. There's a danger of a nuclear holocaust because of this. Very real danger. Trump not only sold out on China and Russia, making it impossible to solve the North Korea problem. Trump has renewed the Iran nuclear agreement. So he's already setting the tone here. He's showing that all his talk, he said the Iran agreement is the worst agreement that has ever been signed. He said the Iran agreement was the worst agreement ever signed, ever. And then, as president, he's continuing the agreement, though. He keeps certifying that Iran is complying with the agreement as a candidate. And even in his tweets, he says that Iran is violating the agreement. But he certifies that Iran is complying with the agreement in order to continue the agreement as president. I mean, because Rex Tillerson is Secretary of State, and all of his other advisors say, no, you have to continue the Iran agreement. And he says, oh yeah, we're going to continue the Iran agreement, which he himself said is the worst agreement ever signed. But he's continuing the worst agreement ever signed. He himself said it guarantees that Iran is going to build nuclear bombs, and he himself is continuing an agreement which he said is going to lead to the spread of nuclear weapons and nuclear bombs. Does that make sense to anybody out there? I mean, are you all insane? And it's not just China and Russia and Iran that make his North Korea policy inconsistent and crazy and impossible for success. You can't succeed with these types of policies. He has been so inconsistent in terms of his statements on North Korea. Like with every issue, Donald Trump is all over the place. He's insane. He wakes up at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and starts tweeting crazy, insane things. He's just out of his mind. This is a guy who one day, literally one day, he decided that he's going to threaten North Korea with destruction. He said, you're going to face fire and fury and destruction. He's threatening to destroy all of North Korea one day and threatening them, in effect, with nuclear war. And the next day, he's saying, you know, I think North Korea is starting to respect the United States again, and that means I think we can have negotiations and can lead to peace with North Korea. One day, he's threatening nuclear war. The next day, he's saying they're respecting us and we're going to have negotiations with them again. He's very happy to see they're respecting us again. And then the next day, back to the same completely 180 degree opposite of what he said the day before. I mean, this goes on with him day after day after day. He said North Korea is respecting the United States again. And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, that other animal, also said that North Korea is respecting the United States again. And North Korea responded to that several days later by firing a missile over Japan, which is a very serious... I'm firing missiles over Japan now? This is a very serious escalation. That's the respect. That's respect that North Korea is giving to the United States now? I mean, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The inconsistency, the instability, the insanity in Trump's words and actions are leading to an escalation of this crisis, and it's a very dangerous situation that exists because we have a president who is nuts and who is completely ignorant and has no idea what he's doing. He's in way over his head. He thinks he's a big genius, but he's really a moron. He doesn't know anything about North Korea or about foreign policy, but he won't accept advice from anybody else. He's a complete moron. He's a complete moron. He's in way over his head, doesn't know what he's doing. He's the most incompetent president since Jimmy Carter. You yourself, if you have half a brain and you're interested in this issue, check out his statements and look at how he contradicts himself on every issue, on every statement, back and forth, and just complete craziness, just complete madness. And if you think in a situation like this, when there's a danger of nuclear war, the danger of nuclear holocaust, if you think we can afford to have a president of the United States this unstable, this inconsistent, if you think that that's something that we can afford to have, then you're also crazy. We warned you this was going to happen. We warned you this was going to happen when we urged you to support Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, by the way, has been completely consistent. From the day he entered politics, from the day before he ever became a senator, when he was running for the Senate, he He has the same policies he had then. He's been completely consistent. And his policies are rational and well thought of. You know, with Ted Cruz, you could whatever you want to say about him, and I have only good things to say about him, but whatever you want to say about him, no one has ever accused him of being stupid. Alan Dershowitz, the Harvard law professor, was one of Cruz's law professors. Cruz went to Harvard Law School. And Alan Dershowitz, who has hundreds of Jewish geniuses in his class, Harvard and Yale are the two best law schools in the country. And you have Jewish geniuses. I mean, you have the most brilliant Jewish students in those classes. And you've got geniuses that go to those classes. I'm not saying they're moral or good people, but they're brilliant. They are brilliant. And Dershowitz said that Ted Cruz was one of the best and most brilliant students he ever had. That means he was sitting among with all the hundreds and hundreds of brilliant Jewish students that Dershowitz has had over the years. Cruz was one of the best. He was one of the best, one of the top. So, and Dershowitz said, by the way, I don't agree with Cruz on any of the issues, because Dershowitz is a leftist. He said, I don't agree with Cruz on any of the issues, but he is brilliant. Brilliant. No one will ever accuse Ted Cruz of being stupid. Donald Trump, though, is stupid. I mean, the statements he makes are ridiculous, are laughable. So, we've got a situation now where we have a danger of nuclear war, and Donald Duck is president of the United States. I mean, this is really a very troubling crisis, and it's something that we warned about. We feared this was going to happen, and we warned about it, and let's just hope that it doesn't lead to complete catastrophe. I mean, you can't, in a situation like this, you can't have Donald Duck as the commander-in-chief. He has no idea what he's doing. He's in way over his head, and he refuses to learn, and he refuses to... You know, they're supposed to be giving him briefings every day, and he's supposed to be reading his policy papers and learning and boning up on all these issues. He refuses to do it. He won't do it. He thinks he knows it all, and he's so busy playing golf. You know, we all used to attack Obama for all the golf that he was playing. He said, look at all the vacation time he takes, all the golf. Trump is taking twice as much vacation time and golf time as Obama did, and Obama was breaking the record. And the same Trumpsters, by the way, that attacked Obama for that, are they attacking Trump for doing that? No, Trump could do anything he wants. If an American city goes up in a mushroom cloud, God forbid, and there's a nuclear explosion in American City, God forbid, because of Trump's stupidity, the Trumpsters are still going to find excuses, and they're going to say, well, it's not really his fault, and they'll still find excuses. We need to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we need to stand up for what's right. In Israel, we are trying to reach the people of Israel with the truth. Help us to reach them. Help us to do that. And in the United States, when we do these videos and what we say on our websites, it's important that someone bring the truth also to the United States. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.